Chapter 11. Money and Crime. Like David Copperfield, the new novel returned to Dickens' own past. But Dickens was older now. His view of his past life was less simple. Now living at Gad's Hill Place without Catherine, Dickens continued to take long walks every day. These walks took him to many places from his past. All these memories helped to shape his next novel, Great Expectations. Before he started, Dickens read David Copperfield again. He did not want the two books to be too similar. Like David Copperfield, the new novel returned to Dickens' own past. But Dickens was older now. His view of his past life was less simple. Great Expectations is the story of Philip Pirrip, Pip. Like David Copperfield, the main character in the book tells the story to the reader. As a boy, Pip lives in a village with his older sister because his parents are dead. She is married to a kind, simple man called Joe Gargery. The boy likes Joe very much, but Pip's sister, Mrs. Joe, is not a pleasant character. The novel begins with a famous scene. Pip is outside the local church in the place where his parents lie. He thinks that he is alone in the fog, but suddenly a terrible voice shouts to him. A large man jumps out. He is wet and dirty and cold.
"Don't move or I will kill you," shouts the man.
The young boy is very frightened, but he cannot escape. This is Pip's first meeting with Abel Magwitch. This meeting changes Pip's life forever. Great Dickens characters. Abel Magwitch. The man, Abel Magwitch, has escaped from one of the prison ships off the coast. At this time, many British prisoners were sent to live in Australia. When Dickens was a boy, he saw the prison ships in the sea near England's south coast. The prisoner tells Pip to find him some food. He also needs a tool because he wants to cut the chain from his leg. If Pip does not come back, Magwitch will kill him. In fear, Pip brings Magwitch food and helps him to escape from his chains. Magwitch is a frightening character at first, but we learn that he is grateful for Pip's help. Magwitch is caught, but he does not tell anybody about Pip's help. He is sent to Australia, but he never forgets the young boy. Of course, this is not the end of Magwitch's part in Great Expectations. One day, Pip's sister comes home with news. There is a rich old woman in town called Miss Havisham. She has sent an unusual message. She wants Pip to come to her house and to play there. Pip is dressed in his best clothes. Joe's uncle, Pumblechook, takes the nervous boy to Miss Havisham's house. The house is big and dark with bars on many of the windows. Pip and Pumblechook wait at the front gate. An older girl with keys in her hand comes to open the gate. Nervously, Pip goes with her, leaving Pumblechook outside at the gate. I want to go home. From Great Expectations.
I followed the girl into the house and up the dark stairs. She pointed to a door. "Go in," she said. The room was large. There were lights all around, but there was no light from outside. A strange old woman was sitting at a table with a mirror. She was wearing white shoes and a white dress, a wedding dress. There were flowers in her white hair. There seemed to be no life in her eyes. The old lady turned her pale face.
"Who is it?"
she said. "Pip," I replied. "I have come to play." I noticed that the hands of the clock did not move. The time in this room was always 8:40. The old lady's watch showed the same time.
"Look at me," said Miss Havisham. "I have not seen the sun since you were born. Are you afraid of me?"
"No," I said, but this was not true. Miss Havisham put her hand on her chest and asked,
"Do you know what I touch here?"
"Your heart."
"It is broken,"
said the old woman with a strange smile. Then she said,
"I am tired. Call Estella and play."
The girl came to the room and we decided to play a game of cards.
"What can you play, boy?"
she asked me coldly. I told her and we began the game. She won easily. Suddenly, Estella said,
"Look at his hands and his thick boots. He is just a stupid village boy."
Miss Havisham smiled.
"What do you think of her?"
she asked me. "I think that she is proud," I said quietly.
"And?"
"I think that she is very pretty."
"And?"
"I think that she is rude," I said.
"And?"
"And I think that I want to go home."
Miss Havisham hates all men. She enjoys it when Estella is unkind to Pip. But even after this meeting, Pip begins to love Estella. The rest of the book follows Pip as he becomes a man. We learn that a mysterious person has given him a lot of money. For years, Pip believes that this comes from Miss Havisham. For much of the book, Pip is selfish. He thinks that money makes him better than other people. But then Abel Magwitch returns with surprising news. The money was not Miss Havisham's. Magwitch earned a lot of money in Australia. Remembering the kind boy outside the church, he sent the money to Pip. All Pip's money came from a criminal. When he learns this, Pip has to change his opinion that Estella will never play. Was published with this new ending. Some very famous scenes was published with this new. A fire destroys Miss Havisham's house, and Pip and Magwitch try to escape from the London police on the River Thames. At first, Dickens did not want the book to have a happy ending. In his first ending, Pip finally learns that Estella will never return his love. But in his heart, Pip's mind about this, and he wrote a different ending. The novel was published with this new ending. Pip returns to England after 11 years abroad. He visits Miss Havisham's, lost in memories. Estella was there too. She has been married, but her husband is dead. She asks Pip to be kind and leave her alone, but in his heart, Pip knows that the two will stay together now. Pip and Estella agrees in the first ending, but this was not true for the novels. Began his last full novel. Wanted to live with Ellen Ternan, but this was not possible with Catherine alive.